And now the game where we invite accomplished people on to do something that barely registers as an accomplishment compared to everything else they've done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to welcome to our show the newly elected mayor of Houston, Texas, Ms. Anise Parker. Mayor Parker, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
We found out, is this true? We just found this out before the show, that we are actually on the stage where you were inaugurated. Is that true?
That is true.
Wow. Has anything since then been as much fun, or has it all been downhill?
It's all been downhill.
And that was not long ago. That was like 5-6 weeks ago, right?
January 4th.
January 4th, 6 weeks ago. Elected mayor of Houston.
Yes.
Now, you have been a lifelong resident of Houston. You were in the city council for a long time. But did your life change when you became mayor?
It absolutely changed.
How so?
Well, I have a driver and a security detail now.
Do you really?
I do.
Is that fun or is it a pain?
They're listening.
You're the mayor. They got to take it. Go on.
Well, actually, I have a 14-year-old daughter. My younger daughter's 14, and the first time we went through the Jack in the Box drive-through, and we're in the back seat, and the security detail is ordering in the front, and we have the chase car behind us. She thought that was
really cool.
Wait
a minute. You took your mayoral motorcade through a Jack in the Box drive-through? Were you preceded by the chop with the police on motorcycles? They went
working mom thing. I had to feed her something.
Did they have to frisk the clown with the speaker in its mouth? That's hilarious. Wow. So I was making a little joke at the start of the show about the stereotype of Houston, Texas. You would think strip clubs, you think oil barons, bankrupt energy concerns. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it too soon?
Yeah.
And what do you want people who are listening to the show to know about Houston that they may not know?
Houston is a very cool place. There you go. It's international. It's multicultural. We have the art car parade here, which happens to be one of my favorites.
Right.
But it's not just that we have an art car parade. You could be sitting at a stoplight and a giant metal chicken is in the lane next to you.
A giant metal chicken.
Or a tiki bar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all have seen these.
Right, y'all.
Yes.
These are art cars. These are cars that have been decorated lovingly and creatively
by their owners. And they are driven not just on parade day, but...
People drive them around Houston.
Yes.
Just because.
Yes, absolutely. Because.
All right.
Boy,
I'm making a list.
We have a reputation as a kind of stodgy business city, and we are a great business city, but we're a really cool, fun, interesting, international, very arts-friendly city as well.
Right. We were coming in from the airport, and we saw six adult video stores, four gun shops, and three billboards for bariatric weight loss surgery. And we were like, this is a fun town. It's already a party or evidence of having one. So now that you've been, I know you've just been mayor for five years.
We actually have an ordinance that says that if you work in a topless club, you have to wear an ID attached somewhere to you, your whatever
you
you're wearing.
You do not.
We do.
Okay, so let me understand this correctly. Because Houston is known for this, for its adult entertainment, and you're saying that you have a law, a city ordinance, that if you are an exotic dancer,
yes,
you have to wear somewhere on your person identification at all times.
Yes.
Okay, and what, Mayor Parker, is the reason that the city of Houston requires strippers to wear visible ID at all times?
I have yet to figure that
really?
Out.
Really? It's just to give it, just to have, so somebody can have the job of checking it?
Probably.
Yeah. It's like, if you if you do really well on the Houston Police Force, you get to check the ID of strippers. If you don't, you have to take the mayor to the Jack in the Box. Is that how it works? I don't know.
That must be it.
I'm obligated.
This conversation really took a bad turn.
Yeah, it did. They tend to do that.
But given our show, a rather predictable one.
Hey, we didn't come up with the idea.
I'm obligated to ask you this. You've only been mayor for 5 weeks, but do you have any other ambitions once you've fixed Houston, once you've gotten Houston made the shining city? Here, you're going to move on to something else, perhaps? Texas? No. The White House? That's been done.
I have a few more years in Houston, and I really am focused on being mayor of Houston. I think local government's the highest form of government there is. And I want you to think about it. You know, if you're, the water flows in the morning and your toilet's flush, your whole day is better, and that's the city of Houston. What higher calling could you have?
You cap that off with a chicken car going by.
It was a great day in Houston.
That's heaven on earth.
My toilet flushed. That car looked like a chicken, and my dancer was officially licensed.
If this doesn't bring tourists to Houston, I don't know what else I can do.
I feel like I can dismiss my security detail and go to bed. Well, Mayor Parker, we have learned a lot from this conversation, but... and already started planning our return trip, but... we've also asked you here to play a game that today we're calling...
Oh, you meant that Houston.
Sure, Houston, Texas has got its charms, as we have been discussing, but it's not the only interesting thing with that name. We're going to ask you about three other Houstons of note. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. You ready to play?
I am.
Carl, who is Mayor Parker of Houston, Texas playing for?
Peter, the mayor is playing for George Geary of Houston, Texas.
Now, here's your first question. You ready to do this?
All right.
Now, Houston Street in Manhattan, pronounced Houston, spelled like Houston. Nothing to do with Texas. You'd know that if you tried to get any decent barbecue there. But it has a colorful history anyway. In the 1890s, a number of buildings on Houston Street were nearly destroyed by what? A, a flood of cod liver oil from a nearby factory. B, an experiment by mad inventor Nikola Tesla that went haywire. Or C, a mob rioting over the price of rubber.
I'm going to go for the cod liver oil.
The cod liver, a flood of wave of cod liver oil.
Wave of cod liver oil.
Coming down Houston Street. Right. People screaming in front of it.
Yeah.
It's an image, but it was Nikola Tesla. He was trying a new machine, and it generated a frequency that almost shook all the buildings around him down. He smashed it with a sledgehammer just in time. All right, that's no problem.
I have only two more chances.
You have two more chances, but you can do
this.
You're
going to lose me a vote here. I feel it.
Most people, including elected officials who've come on our show and failed, have found it has improved their public image. Some have used it in campaign ads. All right. Here's your next question. Legendary movie director and actor John Huston was known for living pretty large and his frequent habit of getting married and then divorced and then married again. He divorced one of his five wives for what reason? A, she wouldn't let him keep his pet monkey. B, she said of his hated rival, Daryl Zanuck, quote, oh, he isn't so bad sometimes. Or C, she was of Scandinavian descent, and he insisted that she smelled too strongly of herring.
Okay, let's go for the Daryl Zanuck comment.
Daryl Zanuck, so she said something nice about
his
man
rival.
He hated just once, just like, oh, just he's not so bad. And that's it, you're out!
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
I'm saying
you
that.
Take the chicken car and leave, he said.
That's right.
You're certain about that?
I'm certain about that.
You're absolutely certain about that, even though I'm waving my arm and I don't go there gesture. You're just going to stick with that.
I'm going to stick with that.
You're going to show the determination to just sort of proceed. But you're going
to
choose.
I should switch to the monkey? Is that what you're saying?
That might be a choice.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, all right. All right.
You're going to switch to the monkey? You're right. It was the monkey.
Brilliant.
She got tired.
All right.
Apparently, the story is, she got sick of the monkey. She said, it's the monkey or me. And Houston said, it's the monkey. One more question to go. Get this and you win. Here it is. Here it is. Your last Houston, of course, singer Whitney Houston. Miss Houston has inspired an avid fan base. Among her many admirers is which of these? A, poultry farmers who find her voice uniquely soothing to chickens. B, Osama bin Laden, who expressed a desire to make her one of his many wives. Or C, former FEMA head Michael Brown, who liked to screen her movie My Bodyguard and say, that's me.
Is it one?
That's it. It was.
Is it two?
Hold on. They like Osama bin Laden.
Three?
Oh, they don't like that.
No. They're voting for Osama bin Laden.
They are voting for Osama bin Laden.
I'm going to have to go with my audience. You're
gonna
it's go, two.
It's two. You're going to choose Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Osama bin Laden. According to a former associate of his, was obsessed with Whitney Houston for many years and felt she made a poor choice in marrying Bobby Brown.
So that's the only guy who could be a worse choice.
Yes, I know.
Can you imagine? He's making his way through the windy passes of the Tora Bora Highlands, going, "I will always love you."
Carl, how did Mayor Parker do in our quiz?
Mayor Parker had two correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win for George Geary.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. The Honorable Anise Parker is the mayor of the great city of Houston, Texas. Mayor Parker, thank you so much for being with us today. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Give it up for your mayor, people.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston.